said he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. The promise of Abraham being the father of many nations, as God had promised. The same Abraham had no child. Are you seeing? Abraham had no child. And God said, he's going to be the father of many nations. How could that be? But now the scripture says in Romans 4:20, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. So he did not disbelieve the promises God had given to him. He held on to what God had told him. He said, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. You see, what God has promised him had not come, but he was still giving thanks to God. That's the operation of faith. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. His wife was barren for how long? And God is still saying, he will be the father of many nations. Through you, nations will be blessed. This and that. But it was not feasible. But yet, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. He was exceeding, he was showing his strength in faith through thanksgiving. That is giving glory to God. Are you seeing? There are many things God may have promised you and you've not seen it physically, but yet you are giving glory to God. You are thanking him for that. That's the operation of the spirit of faith. You're not asking questions. Look at 21. And being fully persuaded. He was being fully persuaded. Some translations will say he was being convinced. Being fully convinced that what he had promised, that is what the Lord had promised, the Lord was able to perform. That's faith. Amen. That is faith. So Abraham believed God, and the Bible said, therefore it was imputed unto him for righteousness. His faith in God was reckoned as righteousness. His eyes looking around him was not showing evidence that this thing is going to come. But the Bible says he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. That's the Abraham kind of faith. The faith that gives glory to God despite circumstances. And we have that faith by the grace of God. This night is, it has pleased the Lord that I'm going to speak on the present kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. I do not forget that we have a series we are on. That's the holiness of God. We're still going to continue that. But this night, the utterance the Lord has brought to us, is the present kingdom of God. Many of us may have been hearing the word, the kingdom of God. But tonight, the Lord is going to bring that word home to us to understand what it entails. A man came to Jesus by night. A ruler. A notable man in Israel. He sneaked to see Jesus. Why he came by night is because he did not want to come when people will see him. It's those kind of people that are ashamed of the testimony of Jesus. But they love him, but they are ashamed to proclaim him publicly. Okay. John chapter 3. there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles, these great things you are doing, except God be with thee. Then Jesus answered him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then Nicodemus asked the question. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So after Jesus had told him that except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God, Nicodemus said to Jesus, How can a man be born when he is old? When Jesus said, except a man be born again, Nicodemus assumed that he may need to enter again into his mother's womb. Bow your head this night and ask the Lord to release the revelation of his word for his kingdom tonight to you. Say, Lord, reveal to me the revelation of your kingdom. Amen. Now, we are talking about the present kingdom of God. The present kingdom of God. I will have captioned this as the kingdom of God, but the kingdom is both present and also futuristic. Are you hearing me? It is divided into two. The present and the future. The revelation of what Jesus gave to Nicodemus when he came to him by night, acknowledging who Jesus was, and Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He cannot see the kingdom. Now, we want to see what the kingdom of God means. The kingdom of God is a okay. The kingdom is a realm. When you're talking about the kingdom, a kingdom itself is a realm where a monarch presides over. For instance, in modern days, what we called kingdom in those days is what we call government today. Are we following? Kingdom and government, they are the same thing. Kingdom itself is what do they call these words that are joined together? A conjunction. King and domain. So the domain is cut short. King's domain. It is the domain over which a king presides over. It's a domain, a territory where a king presides over. That's what you call a king. kingdom. So there is a king in charge. For every kingdom, there is a monarch in charge. But in these modern times, where democracy has taken over, we rather use the word government. And in every government like that, there is either a governor or a president that presides over his subjects. The kingdom of God. The present kingdom of God. Revelation 5 verse 10, the Bible said, he has made us kings and priests over to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. He has made us kings and priests unto our God, and we shall reign on earth. Have you seen that? Revelation 5:10. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign in the earth. The us the scripture is talking about is myself and you. God has made us kings and priests. Why will God make us kings when he also is a king? It's because the scripture says, through Christ's redemption, we have become joint heirs with Christ. So we are going to reign with him. When you hear the Bible say the Lord is the King of Kings, the kings per se is not for the Gentiles. It's not rather for the uncircumcised. It is for the elect, for the children of God. We are kings. So the Lord is the King of Kings. Are we following? The present kingdom of God. Jesus said to Nicodemus, except a man be born of the water and the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. The man cannot enter. So that's to say, there are some people that have not entered into the kingdom. There are some people that have entered. Have you forgotten Jesus said, if I by finger cast out devils, the kingdom of God is what? Upon you. Have you seen that in the scripture? Jesus said, if I by finger cast out devils, then the kingdom of God is upon you. There is an implication for all of that. As we journey tonight, we need to pay attention. Because there is a level of insight. There is a level of understanding the Lord wants to bring us to. This is Life in the Spirit. It's a Bible study. And make sure you journey with us. The kingdom of God is the realm over which God's reign is experienced. So Nicodemus was a ruler amongst the Israelites. He was a religious ruler, but he had not entered the kingdom. Are we following? John the Baptist was preaching. He was a harbinger of truth, preparing the way, but he did not enter the kingdom of God. Are we hearing? John did not enter the kingdom of God. What John did was to stand at the door. Did you hear when Jesus said, of all the prophets and all that have ever lived, both the laws and the prophets, none is greater than John, not even Abraham. Did you hear when Jesus said that? He said, but the least in the kingdom is greater than John. So John did not operate in the kingdom of God. He only stood at the door, crying and telling the people, make the path straight, make way for the Lord. And all his disciples, he said, I am not you. Look at him. There is one that is coming after me, whose shoe latchet I'm not worthy to remove. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. He said, are you the Christ? John said, I'm not you. They assumed he was the one. He pointed, and all his disciples were going to the Christ. and they were receiving the kingdom. But John only stood at the threshold. He stood at the door. Let's say this is the kingdom. This is outside. John only stood here, shouting for the people to enter in. Come in. So, the word of the Lord said, because of that ministry of John itself, making the way straight, he is known to be greater than all the prophets. But the least, the smallest in the kingdom is greater than John. We are still on this journey, the present kingdom of God. I say the kingdom of God is the realm over which God's reign is experienced. Look at Luke chapter 16, verse 16. This is life in the spirit. Make sure you search the scriptures. Luke 16, verse 16. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Are you seeing? When the kingdom is preached, you need to press into it. You need to strive to enter in to the kingdom. Hear me, this is not just the future kingdom. This is the present kingdom. If you will not focus and listen accurately, you may miss something. He said, from the law and the prophets were until John, since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man present into it. Entering and walking in the kingdom takes determination. Determination. The kingdom is preached, and every man present to enter into it. Jesus said to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot enter, cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, look at this present kingdom of God as a realm, as an atmosphere. It's not something you can touch. It's not something you can feel. It's not something you can smell. None of your senses can perceive it, except the Spirit. Don't forget the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, of that image. How all the kingdoms had prevailed until a stone came from nowhere, pulled down the image, and the stone grew into a great mountain. The last of all those kingdoms was the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire itself was ruling even in the days of Jesus Christ. That was why Caesar appointed Pilate to represent him. Pilate was one of the prefects of Rome. The Roman kingdom was the last of such kingdoms. And when Christ came to establish a kingdom. But the kingdom he came to establish is not like that of mortals. It is spiritual. It is a realm. I come again. It's a realm. So Jesus said to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot enter. He cannot see this kingdom. It's just like the temple of old. You have the outer court, the inner court, the holy of holies. Except a man is born again, he cannot enter. In those days, no man could enter into the holy of holies. Huh? No man could enter into the holy of holies in those days, except for the high priest. And there were some requisites to be met before the high priest could enter the holiest. Now, the kingdom of God is like that holy of holies. So there are many that have stood at the outer court. Some came by the inner court. People like John. But the scripture said, except a man be born again, he cannot enter. The kingdom of God, there is the present and there is the future. There is the present, there is the future. Matthew 11 verse 11. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, among them that are born of women, they have not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Among all that are born of women, both Abraham inclusive, both Moses, both David, both Solomon, the wisest. He said, amongst them that are born of women, they had not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Use your King James and you see these words in red, because Jesus is the one speaking. He said, notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The least in the kingdom is greater than he. He said, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Said the least in the kingdom is greater. The kingdom came to the children of Israel, but they resisted. If you read Matthew 8 verse 12, you will understand. The children of Israel resisted. Jesus called them the children of the kingdom, but they refused. And they were given a place in the outer darkness. Look at Matthew 23:37-39. I think we read this at a point on Sunday. He said, oh Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often have I gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. But I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth till you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Are you saying the children of Israel refused the Messiah? They refused the Messiah. They refused the kingdom. Look at Matthew chapter 8 verse 12, which I quoted. Matthew 8 verse 12. He said, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. He was talking about Israel. He was talking about Israel because he came first for the Israelites. But they refused the kingdom he was bringing. Let me bring it to our contemporary times. They refused his government. They refused his dominion. They refused his rulership. God is not a Democrat. God is not a Democrat. What God practices is theocracy. He does not practice the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. In his government, the opinion of people will not matter. It does not matter. What he speaks is law. He does not need the opinion of mankind. So, Jesus brought that kingdom where God will rule in all his majesty over the children of Israel, but they resisted. So the kingdom was taken from them. And the Bible said, do not despise these ones because they are the original olives. But they were cut off. If you read Romans 11, he said, but now we are grafted in. They were cut off because of unbelief. So now we, the Gentiles, have been grafted into that olive. We have been grafted into the commonwealth of God. So the government, the kingdom Jesus brought to these people, they refused. So the gate was open. Do you know that when Jesus came, hear me well, in God's agenda, during the days of Jesus, if he had seen you, he would have told you that he did not come for you. He came for Israel. I don't know if you understand me. Not like he did not come for you directly. But his program was to go to the Israelites, his covenant people. Then through them, salvation will enter the Gentile nations. I don't know if you follow. That's the program of God. That's why the Canaanite woman came to Jesus, told him about her daughter, and he said, I cannot give the children's bread to dogs. To dogs. He said, I have not come but for the lordship of Israel. Are you hearing me? He told the disciples, go and preach. Don't go into any town that is not the town of Israel.
Instruction.
So salvation was for the Israelites. So through Israelites, the message of salvation will now go into all the world. So that was God's plan. That's why Jesus said to them, I cannot give the children's bread to dogs. Who are the dogs? When you're talking about unbelievers, the Gentiles, we are also Gentiles. So he came chiefly for the Jews. So, but because the Jews resisted salvation, the gate was open. And Paul was the one that had the ministry to the Gentiles. Peter was the apostle to the Jews, while Paul was an apostle to the Gentiles. Paul had read Isaiah, where Isaiah talked about him becoming the light to the Gentiles, bringing the salvation of the Lord to them. So that was how the kingdom, the government of God, started spreading into all these nations. Look at Matthew 21:31. Let me show you this. If you don't love to search the scripture, I tell you, you will get tired when I'm ministering. Matthew 21:31. The Bible said, whether of them swain did the will of his father, Jesus, they said unto him, the first. And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. Are you seeing that? He said the publicans and the harlots go in to the kingdom of God before you. Look at 32. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him. So it is once they believe in him, they can enter into the kingdom. He said, and when you had seen it, repented not afterward that you might believe it. So look at that word, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God. So there are people entering. People are entering into the government of God daily, all over the world. People are pressing in from the times of John till now. The kingdom of God is preached and people press into it. They press into the realm of God, into the domain of God, into the rulership of God, where God will have them as his subjects. Religion does not enter into it. He was rebuking the Pharisees. He said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, you enter not into the kingdom, and those that want to enter, you shut the door. Religion cannot give us access to the kingdom. Look at Colossians 1:13. Colossians 1:13. Colossians 1:13. Who has translated us from the power of darkness? Who has delivered us from the power of darkness, rather, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son? Are you seeing? He delivered us from where? The power of darkness, and translated us into the kingdom. So there is a kingdom. There is a kingdom. And this is the present kingdom of God I'm talking about. It's in the spirit realm. It cannot be seen physically. It's in the spirit realm, where Christ rules as king over his subjects. And his subjects, he does not call them servants as such. He also calls them kings. He's the king of kings. He said, and in Revelation 5:10, the first scripture I read, he said, and he has made us kings and priests unto our God, and we shall reign on the earth. The kingdom of God is the realm of God, where men enjoy the blessings and the blessedness of God's rule. Where men enjoy fellowship with the Spirit. Where men come to have access. access into the blessedness of his presence. Only those who accept God's rule now will enter into the realm of his blessings in the regeneration, which is in the future kingdom. Those who are not walking in the kingdom of God now cannot have access into the future kingdom of God. I pray the Lord grants us understanding this night. Very importantly. Very importantly. See Matthew 6:33. Look at Matthew 6:33. Matthew 6:33. But seek you first the what? Kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seeking his kingdom is seeking his rule in our lives. To seek the kingdom of God is to seek his rule in your life. To see that you are subject to him. To see that you are loyal to him. Do you have a king that will not have subjects who are loyal to him? He said, but seek first the kingdom of God. And it's right. We need to seek the kingdom of God. We need to seek the kingdom of God. The kingdom is a kingdom of authority. It's a kingdom of power. It's a kingdom of dominion. Jesus is the one speaking. He said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing will be added unto you. Look at Matthew 25:34. Matthew 25:34. The scripture says, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So this kingdom of God we are in now and we are operating in has been prepared for us from when? The foundation of the world. It has been prepared. Come you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Many don't get to inherit it. It's something God has prepared for you and I. All of us. All of us. All who are not in the present kingdom of God will not be in the future kingdom. The future kingdom of God, hear me, is the regeneration. That is, it is when Christ will come in his second coming with all the saints. As he lands on the earth, there is the Armageddon battle. And after the Armageddon, he's establishing his kingdom in Jerusalem for 1,000 years. 1,000 years. Those of us that didn't follow our end time teachings, when we had our end time series for a full moon, may not understand this. There's going to be a 1,000-year reign from Jerusalem. And Christ is going to establish a literal, a physical kingdom on the earth. So all who do not operate and walk in the present kingdom of God will not be in the future kingdom. That is the one that is coming. The kingdom is the sovereign rule of God manifested in Christ to defeat his enemies, creating a people over whom he rules and reigns over. There are subjects in the kingdom, and we are the subjects. And God does not just see us as mere subjects. He refers to his subjects as kings also. Look at Matthew 12:28. Matthew 12:28. Jesus said, but if, give somebody the mic to read this one. Matthew 12:28. Let somebody take the mic and read. Matthew 12:28. Yes.
From verse 20.
Yes.
Of God.
Can you read that again?
But if I cast out devils,
but if I cast out devils
by the Spirit of
the Spirit of God,
then the kingdom of God,
the kingdom of God
is come unto you.
Is come unto you. That is it. If I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. That's an evidence of the presence of the kingdom of God. If I cast out devils, if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, not by Beelzebub. You can cast out devils by Beelzebub. I hope you know. Yes. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. The kingdom of God is also demonstrated in power. When there is a real operation of the kingdom of God within us, there will be power in us. And Nicodemus was told that the entrance into the kingdom is by how? It's not by being born in your mother's womb again. It's not by returning to your mother's womb. It's not by paying a particular fee for it. Entrance into the kingdom is by the new birth, is by regeneration. Entrance into the kingdom, as Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, be born of the Spirit, rebirth, he cannot see, cannot enter the kingdom of God. So you may be walking now and you assume yourself to be ordinary. No, you are not ordinary. There is a kingdom you are operating under as long as you are a child of God. The present kingdom of God. Paul said, I did not come to you in mere words, but I came in the demonstration of the Spirit and the power. The kingdom of God is in the demonstration of the power of God. If I by finger cast out devils, the kingdom of God is upon you. If I by finger cast out devils, the kingdom of God is upon you. Many of us can have the kingdom within us, but are not yet exercising the power of the kingdom. We are going to rise up on our feet. The kingdom of God is the government of God, is the realm of God. The kingdom of God is the government and the realm of God. Every government has its own order. They have their police, they have their workers, officers, and all of that. Likewise, in the kingdom of God, in this present kingdom of God, the security the Lord has put over us, they are the angels. There are divine promises the Lord promises for all who will enter into the kingdom. Paul, writing to the church in Rome, Romans 14:17, he said, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. If you are not witnessing peace in your life, you need to ask for the activation of peace, because peace is the product of the kingdom. If you are not seeing righteousness in your life, evidence of righteousness, you need to ask the Lord to activate the spirit of righteousness in your life, because righteousness is a product of the kingdom. We are going to ask the Lord to make the kingdom evident. Evidence of the operation of the kingdom in our lives. An evident operation of the kingdom of God in our lives. Lord, make your kingdom evident in my life. that nations will see your righteousness through me, your peace, the joy of the Holy Ghost. If you are not always happy, if you are always sad and depressed, it is called the spirit of heaviness and it's not from God. You are going to ask the Lord for the spirit of joy. Joy is the product of the kingdom. You are a child of the kingdom, so therefore you are qualified for every blessedness and blessings of the kingdom. Jesus said, I will not give the children's bread to dogs. The children in the kingdom, they have their bread. Healing is the children's bread. Deliverance is the children's bread. Liberation is the children's bread. Whatsoever the children of the kingdom have need of, the Lord has a duty to supply. The monarch of the kingdom is His Excellency the Lord of Hosts, the Elohim, Yahweh, Israel. We are going to call upon the Lord to make evident His kingdom in our lives. Make evident. We want to see the evidence of the present kingdom of God in our lives. Evidence of the present kingdom of God in our lives. Evidence of the present kingdom of God in our lives. Open your mouth and call upon the Lord. Except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. He cannot enter the realm of God. The kingdom is the realm of God. It's the realm where God rules and where God has and implements His dominion. Say, Lord, activate your kingdom in my life. Activate your kingdom in my life. Bayana mayana na shanda galo. Activate your kingdom in my life. Activate your kingdom in this ministry, God's army global. Activate your kingdom in our destinies. An activation of the kingdom. An activation of the kingdom of God. Lord, we want to activate the kingdom. Activate your kingdom. Corinthians 15:24. While we are in the spirit and the mood of prayer, you can open to 1 Corinthians 15:24. Oh. Somebody there can get the mic and read. 1 Corinthians 15:24. 1 Corinthians 15:24. Very fast.
Then cometh the end.
When
he shall have, delivered up the kingdom to God.
When Christ must have delivered the kingdom to God.
Even the Father. When he shall have put down all rule. And all authority and power.
25.
For he must reign.
Till he had put all his enemies under his feet. In his kingdom, the enemy is put under his feet. In his kingdom, he must reign. In his kingdom, there is dominion over authorities and powers of darkness. We are going to say, Lord, the oppression of your kingdom in my life, the oppression of your kingdom, where you reign, where all your enemies are put under your feet. The scripture said, and the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thine footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Rule in the midst of your enemies. We are coming by the authority of the highest, by the authority of the kingdom of God, to bring into subjection every kingdom operating illegally in our lives, every kingdom of darkness, every kingdom of darkness, every kingdom of Satan and his demons, attempting to take preeminence over us, over our lives, over our callings and ministries. We take dominion over them. For he shall deliver the kingdom unto God, even the Father. He shall put down all rule and all authority and power. We put down all rule, all authority. We put them down. We put them down. Rules and authorities of darkness. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hear me well. We're going to use this communion as a point of contact. God is not like unto the gods of the Gentile nations that have no ears to hear. God hears our prayers. We're going to sing, Lord, let this communion, the body and the blood of Jesus, let it be an activator of the kingdom. As I partake in the communion today, I activate the kingdom. I activate the kingdom over my life. As I partake in the communion today, I activate the oppression of the kingdom of God over me. Let there be the activation of the kingdom through the communion. Oh, In the night Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, he broke it, gave thanks to the Father, gave to his disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Lord, we have broken this body. Let this bread serve as the body of the Christ. Jesus is the manifest representation of the kingdom. Christ himself is the kingdom. Paul said the climax of all revelations. He said the fulcrums of all divine knowledge, the zenith of every spiritual understanding, is Christ in you, the hope of all glory. Christ is the kingdom of God. As we take this body, we take all that is in Christ. We are taking all that is in Christ. This is blessed by the Father. As we take this wine, all blessedness found in the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach, the Christ of God, the crucified, the resurrected, the exalted, seated at the right hand of the Father to forever make intercessions for us who are joint heirs. For he hath made us kings and priests unto our God, and we shall reign on the earth. As we partake in this communion, this is our season of reigning. We begin to reign in health, reign in life, reign in destiny, reign in ministry, reign in career, and everything that concerns us. This is the covenant for reigning. There is the activation of the kingdom of God over us by virtue of this communion. Lord, this is blessed and sanctified. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and take. Writing to the Colossians, he said, and he has delivered us from the powers of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Colossians 1:13, there was a translation. Say, Lord, I am translated from sin into righteousness. I am translated from sorrow into joy. I am translated from the spirit of heaviness into the spirit of rejoicing. By a receiving of this communion, let there be a translation. Let there be a translation. Translation from darkness into light. Let the covenant, let the new covenant of the Christ of God, the new covenant in the New Testament, let the covenant of the blood of Christ begin to speak in every life as a result of this communion. Is there anything too hard for God to do? There is none. He said, do you believe that I can do this? That all things are possible to him that believeth. Because of this communion, a translation has taken place. Those who are in darkness have crossed into the marvelous light of God. You have crossed into the marvelous light of God. Because of
God, through his servant, Apostle Christian Nwoke, has just delivered to you a message from heaven.
Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen.
For your programs, bookings, crusade and testimonies, message us on WhatsApp with +234 703246 9360. You can follow Apostle Christian Woke on Facebook. Download our messages through the following platforms: www.foreshare.com or by messaging us on WhatsApp. You can also get the messages on our Telegram and YouTube channel by searching Apostle Christian Woke. Visit our website www.ghsermons.com for more information.
You can also spread the gospel we preach by becoming a kingdom partner with us through your love offerings. Kindly message us on WhatsApp with +234 703 246 9360 to become a partner.
We are God's Army Global, bringing the fullness of God to every man and taking us numberless as a sand by the seashore to heaven with us, even you.